why are we so full of glory, but we can't never say, oh, Jesus, thank you. Why we can't jump up and shout and praise God when we in the midst of all this glory and you got the glory and I got the glory? You mean tell me we sad? We don't supposed to be sad and we got the glory. Amen. When the glory show up, the devil got to get out. Amen. Praise God. And when you showed up, the devil should have fled. Amen. Because you said you represent the glory. Amen. Praise God. So when we represent God, the glory of God. I say the glory of God. When we represent the glory of God, look what it says. We all show the Lord's glory. It's not my glory. I can't glory in myself. We showing the Lord's glory. You showing the one that made you. You showing his glory. That what he's given you is working. Amen. The switch ain't off. Amen. Is your switch of glory on? Amen. Did you really turn it on this morning? Or you just came, well, it's a conference. You know I'm going because it's Sister Corey. No, you should have had the switch of glory on when you came in. If I'm going to get up this time of morning, I might well just go on and bask in the glory and let God move. Amen. Praise God. It don't look, I could have told Pastor Corey, no, I'm not coming too early. I got to get some sleep. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. But no, when we ought to be excited as women. You know, I don't care what the man do, but the women ought to be excited. When God done give you strength to be able to take care of your family all week long and do things that you didn't even think you could do, that's enough to just give God glory and praise. For you to get up out of the bed and see about them children, see about your husband, be able to clean your house, be able to use the activity of your limb, that's enough to want to give God the glory. Amen. It ain't no time for us to complain and whine and whine and whine like a car trying to crank up. Amen. Praise God. We got to give God the glory. Amen. Don't you know when you come in with the glory, everybody else is going to shine with you. Amen. Praise God. Don't you know your day won't be as bad if you show the glory of God on you? Amen. Don't you know I don't care what the doctor said about you. I don't care if he gave you a few days to live. If you show the glory, I guarantee you God will heal you in the midst of what the enemy done said against you. Because you represent the glory. You ain't worried about his story, but you represent the glory. I'm talking about the story of what the devil trying to tell you. Amen. Because God done already said you healed. So just go on and represent the glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, that's what's wrong with us. We don't want to represent the glory. Praise God. We get so complacent. We get so complacent. We know so much work, but we so complacent. Oh, I know the word. Child, I know what it said. You ain't got to tell me. I already know. But if I don't have to tell you, why you ain't showing the glory? Why you ain't shining? Why when I look at you, I don't see the glory? But you know so much word. What's wrong? It's something wrong with that. Every time you see me, how I'm doing. Look, I went to the doctor the other day for a checkup. And the lady said, Sister Ken, I said, girl, I'm doing 110. Well, I don't know if you can do 110. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I can do 110 if I want to. If you don't feel like, you still got to say it. Because whatever you say, that's what you're going to have. You know, deliver me from people that don't want to smile or don't want to. I don't need that. When things going on in our lives, women, we don't need nobody negative to put on our negative. We need somebody. We need positiveness to put on where the negative is trying to be. Amen. I don't even want to sit beside nobody in church if you don't want to get in the glory. Amen. Sometimes you know those spirits. It's spirits that travel. Amen. And we got to get the demons out of here. Amen. Because this is a place where the glory of God abides. Amen. And when the place where God glory abides, we shouldn't even allow anything that don't represent God to come in. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. I'm about to get all excited all by myself. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't need nobody to make me excited now. Hallelujah. You can catch on if you want to. If you don't, you can sit on down. Amen. Praise God. I am excited for God choosing me to represent his glory. Hallelujah. It wasn't a butterfly he chose. He chose me. Yeah. I was more precious than a butterfly. Yeah. Ain't that something? Yeah. Now let me tell y'all something. A butterfly, when he's in that cocoon, things is happening. He don't stay in it. Whatever it is, it don't. And it already taking on the form of the colors and everything. But once it come out of that cocoon, it go forth and being wherever it's supposed to go, it go. That butterfly. Whatever it is, why we want to stay in the cocoon? Why we don't want to go forth and do what God done said do? Now, we know we don't like a maggot. But a maggot is a fly. It don't stay a maggot. It could become that fly. I don't care how you say you don't like a fly. He's still going to fly. He's going to come in your house, and he's going to land on your food. If you don't even want it, he's still going to do it. What about a tadpole? Man, a tadpole don't stay in one stage. A tadpole form his little legs. It may look like a catfish at first, but it's going to form them legs, and you ain't going to see that tail behind that frog. No more. We're going to have to stop representing part of the world and part of God. See, that was wrong. Well, we still got that little tail behind us. Amen. And that is sin and thing going on that we have not allowed the Holy Ghost to get rid of. Amen. That's why we don't get along with each other. Yeah, that's why I want y'all together. I said that's why we don't get along with each other. Because we know we got all the different stuff going on, and we don't want nobody else to know it, but we know it, and we think nobody else don't know it, but God done showed us it's going on. Hallelujah. Why we don't want to get along and represent the glory. Don't you know the devil glad when he can separate us? Don't you know he want to keep us separated? Because he know, look, if none of these lights was on and nothing was on, it would be total darkness. And he want us, although, yeah, we made in God's image and his likeness, but sometimes we can set ourselves up to be in total darkness. And where God said, you are light. You are light. That set on a hill that cannot be hid. The only way you can be hid if you want to be hid. See, we got to understand that we represent the glory. Hallelujah. Look what it said. Praise his name. Say glory to God. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. Mm. His word is rich, y'all. Woo. Praise God. It'll get you money when you ain't got none.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what I love about the word. It'll get you whatever you need. Amen. Look, he gave us, he didn't leave us salvation.